Good morning. Thank you for the music.
大家早安，我们有很好的音乐，谢谢。
I was sung to by all our Chinese brothers and sisters here.
我很高兴能见到中文组的中文堂弟兄姊妹。
I appreciate the meaning of all the songs.
我很谢谢大家能够把它翻译成英文，让我能了解到的中文歌词的意义。
That will certainly fit into the message that is being preached today.
那这些歌词意义跟我今天要讲到内容是相当的吻合。
Does everyone have an outline to the message?
大家都有这个正道的大纲吗？
We have English and Chinese. If you need one, raise your hand, please, and we'll make sure that you get an outline.
如果 你没有的话，请举手，我们可以发给你一份中文跟英文的大纲。
Everyone have an outline? Dan, you got an outline?
Dan, 你有了吗？
Yeah, okay, I'm watching you. This morning we're going to be looking at crossing our Jordan River.
今天我们正道的题目是跨越我们的约旦河。
The theme is how can we trust God in the uncharted territories of our lives?
主题是在我们生命里面未知领域当中，我们怎么样来相信神？
I will open up with a story.
我首先跟各位讲一个故事。
The story is about John and Bob who were basketball fanatics.
有两个人，他名字叫 Bob， 一个叫 John， 他们俩都是篮球的发烧友，很喜欢打篮球。
They agreed that whoever would die first would try to come back and tell the other if there's basketball in heaven.
他们两个之间有一个同意，就谁先去到天堂，要回来告诉另外一个人在天堂里面有没有篮球打。
A few days later, Bob passed away in his sleep.
几天之后 ,Bob 在睡眠当中安然过世。
A few weeks after that, John lay awake in his bed and he thought he heard the voice of Bob.
几个礼拜之后 ，John 在晚上突然醒过来，他想，哎，他听到 Bob 讲话的声音。
John said, "Bob, is that you?"
John 说 ，Bob， 你在那里吗
？Of course it's me, Bob says.
哦，当然我就在这里。
He says, John says, "I just can't believe it."
John 跟自己说，哎呦，我不敢相信呢。
So tell me, is there basketball in heaven?
哎 ，Bob， 请你告诉我，天堂里面有没有篮球可以打？
Then Bob says, I have some good news and some bad news.
Bob 说，跟他说，我有好的消息告诉你，有坏的消息告诉你。
The good news is there is basketball in heaven.
好消息说，不错，天堂里面我们可以打篮球。
The bad news is you're playing on my team tomorrow night.
坏消息说，明天晚上你要跟我同队赛球。
The good news for Israel was that they were told that they were going to cross the Jordan, they were going to go into the promised land by crossing the Jordan River.
在那个时候对以色列人来讲他们好的消息是说他们就要过约旦河进入应许之地。
The bad news was there was no bridge.
但坏的消息是没有桥他们可以走过去这个约旦河。
This morning we're going to examine how Joshua and Israel crossed the Jordan River and ventured into uncharted territories of the promised land.
今天我们来看一看约书亚跟当时以色列人怎么样进入到一个冒险进入到一个他们没有去过的地方。
Then we're going to attempt to apply these biblical principles to our lives and to the life of this church so we may seek God's direction.
所以我们看看在这圣经的在这些圣经的原则里面怎么应用到我们今天的生活怎么样应用到我们的教会到面对我们一些未知的未来。
Our first point is reflecting on the performance of God.
第一件事情要跟讲就是要我们要纪念神的作为。
If we're honest, most of us will admit that we can deal with things that we have dealt with before, but walking into uncharted territories often brings fear.
我们大家都大概可以承认说，如果我们要我们处理一些经历一些我们过去经历过的事情，那是很容易的。但是要我们经历处理一些我们从来没有遇见过的事情，这有一定的恐惧在当中。
Joshua and the people of Israel more than likely had a sense of fear.
约书亚跟当时以色列人在他们面对过约旦河之前他们心里面多少有种恐惧
Behind Israel was the wilderness and in front of them was the Jordan River and uncharted territories
在以色列人当时的背后是他们在约旷野的经历在面前面对的是约旦河
Joshua had just given them orders that they would march through this overflowing its banks roaring river
在当时约书亚就要下命令给以色列人过这个波涛汹涌的约旦河。
They felt the same kind of fear that you and I fear when we look at this Jordan River in our lives and the uncharted territories that we're going to have to face.
当时他们那种恐惧, 跟我们今天面对我们生命当中约旦河那种恐惧是一样的。
Actually, the Jordan River was usually not a frightening body of water.
通常约旦河并不是一个什么很可怕的大河。
Most of the time, the Jordan River is just a small river that any Israelite could cross without any harm.
在一年当中，约旦河是个算小河，河水的流量并不大，人可以很容易的走过去。
However, it was harvest time, and at harvest time, the waters would be rushing from the north where the mountains were.
但是在收成的季节之后，这有北边的水流很大，来流下来，让这河满，河得很满。
And the Israelites were camped at that very spot.
在那个时候，以色列人就在约旦河岸的东岸扎营。
The Israelites knew that God had commanded them to cross the Jordan River, but they realized that it was not humanly possible, and the only way that they could do this was through divine intervention.
当神要他们过约旦河的时候，他们知道从人的能力来讲，他们没有办法过约旦河，他们必须要神的介入。
God was telling them, "Your past is finished, and the wilderness journey is over."
神告诉他们，你们的过去已经过去了，你们的旷野的生活就要结束了。
There's a brand new life ahead of you, and it's on the other side of the Jordan River, so get up and go.
在面前是新的生活，就在约旦河那一岸，起来过河。
It was not hard to imagine what was going through the Israelites' minds at this very moment.
在那个时刻，我们大家可以想象到以色列人他们心里面所担心的事情。
They were told that this promised land was filled with giants, that they had fortified cities, and that they had something new called iron.
他们知道在河对岸，人都很高大，他们的城堡都设了防，他们有当时所谓新的铁甲武器。
Were they filled with fear? You bet.
他们会不会很害怕? 当然会。
How about you today?
你怎么样今天?
What is your Jordan River?
你的今天约旦河是什么?
Is your Jordan River your college classes or your tuition?
你的约旦河是不是你的教育并所担心的学费?
Is it a relationship that's gone sour in your family or with a friend?
是不是你跟你家庭、跟你朋友的关系面临破裂?
Or are you just homesick for the life you once had?
或是你很想家，很想你过去你的生活。
Are you without work? Or are you challenging? Are you facing a challenging new job con?
是你今天没有了工作，或者你有了新的工作，在面对新工作给你各种各式各样的挑战。
Maybe you're facing right now some very difficult challenges in life.
或许你在面对你生命当中今天一些困难的事情。
In the church, experts say that there's a major change every 4 years.
专家告诉我们。 每个教会每4年就有一些发生一些很困难的事情。
A lady said, "My husband's schedule changed."
有个姊妹跟我说，我先生上班的那个工时工作表时间表换了。
We had to get ready to go to work at the same time.
我们现在我们两个要同时起床，一起同时间出去工作。
And we only had one bathroom.
很可惜，我们只有一间浴室。
To adapt. He would grab all of his toiletries and run down the hall and brush his teeth in the kitchen sink.
我要适应这种情况，我的先生要一早起来拿着他的牙刷牙膏毛巾去到厨房的那个洗碗池里边刷牙。
One morning he took off down the hallway with all his supplies.
有一天早上，照样的，他带着他所有需要东西去到厨房去刷洗。
I was running late, so I hollered after him, "I need a squeeze."
他还说，哎呀，我来不及了，请你，我需要挤点东西。
After that, he gave me a love and longing embrace.
大先生听不懂，上来给他一个很大的一个拥抱。
I hated to tell him that all I wanted was some toothpaste.
但是他太太说我很不能告诉我要的一个所谓是挤牙膏，不仅来抱着挤我。
Yes, there's sometimes that the most difficult thing that we face is change.
什么时候，很多时候我们所在生命当中，生活遇到困难是改变。
Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 2.
让我们来读读《生命记》的第八章的第二节。
And it might be in the outline of your bulletin as well.
可能是在你的这个在你这个 这么大大纲里面的经文有印出来。
Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands.
圣经上这样说，你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你40年，是要苦练你、试验你，要知道你的内心内如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。
I want to read this one more time, and as we read it, I want you to really think about it, how it applies to your life.
我愿意再把这句读一次，希望大家好好思考这句是怎么样能应用在我们的生活当中。
Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years. Why did he do that? To humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands.
圣经这样，再读一遍。 你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你40年，为什么？是要苦练你、试验你，要知道你心内如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。
I didn't know you were doing that for emphasis. That was good.
That's worse words for you.
Very good. Two things as we face uncharted territories that I want us to consider about the person of God today.
我们当面对我们一个 从来没有去过、没有勘察过的未来之后，我们要怎么样
？First of all, remember this: that God is a sovereign God.
首先，我要你们记得，神是一个全在的神、全能的神。As
we sang today, God is God over all this earth.
我们神是这个全宇宙的神。And
secondly, God loves you.
第二，神爱你。God
is sovereign and because he's sovereign, he wants, according to this verse, he wants to reveal himself to you.
因为神是全能的神，他要把他自己彰显给你知道。And
he loves you, so in this verse he says, I want to reveal you to yourself.
但讲，在经文讲的，我要把自己彰显给你知道，也要你知道你自己。Why? 为什么？
Well, because God wants to magnify himself through you.
神要把他自己很清楚地告诉你。
And then he loves us, so he wants us to mature ourselves to become like him.
所以他要你们能够成熟，跟他越来越相一样。
So you see, God brings us through these difficult, uncharted territories in life.
神把这些困难的处境，把一些未知的事情放在我们生命里面。
So we might come to know him.
所以因为这样子，我们可以来更认识他。
And we might come to know ourselves.
也可以让我们能够更加认识我们自己。
For 40 years, God's people had been wandering in the desert, yet God wonderfully and miraculously cared for them.
以色列人在旷野游荡40年，但神很奇妙的、很美妙的来照顾他们。
God provided them and provided for them in so many ways.
神在各个方面都供给以色列人的需要。He
provided water miraculously through a stone.
从岩石里面，神让水流出来，让他们喝。He
fed them every day with manna from heaven.
从天上降下马拉来喂养他们。For
40 years, he kept clothes on their backs and shoes on their feet that did not wear out.
40年来，他让他们有衣服穿，脚上一对鞋，40年都不磨破。Imagine,
ladies, having one pair of shoes that lasted for 40 years and they never wore out.
各位姊妹，你们想想看，你们这一双鞋穿40年，从来不会穿破的。Oh,
the horror of it all.
这是一个多么恐惧的事情，多么不好的事情。As
I stand before you today, I thank God that he has provided for my needs.
今天我站在你面前，我告诉你们，神对我有各方面的供应和需要。
He's blessed our family in so many ways.
在我的家庭方面，他从各方面来供应我们，祝福我的家庭。There's
been times in our past when others thought we were very foolish.
在过去一些事情，我做了一些事情，让别人觉得我很笨，做这种事情。In
1987, I quit my job with 17 years of seniority with General Motors and took a job at our church.
在1987年，我辞去了通用公司。 17年的工作的这个经验来在我教会里面来服侍。
And I made only half the salary I was making at General Motors.
我教会给我的薪水只有 的通用公司给我的薪水一半。
Many of our family members thought I was foolish for jeopardizing our financial future.
很多我的家庭的亲戚朋友告诉我，你真笨，怎么把自己的经济放在这么一个不稳定的情况。
In 1988, Debbie and I went to Australia as missionaries.
1988年 ,Debbie 跟我去到澳洲做一个宣教师。
Again, our families questioned why we would uproot our lives and move to a country so far away.
再一次我的亲人那个朋友告诉我，为什么你把你的在 Michigan 这种的生活连根拔起，跑到一个那么遥远的国家。
Regretfully, I can say that I have failed God many times in my life.
我很坦白地告诉你，在太多方面我让神失望。
However, one thing is sure.
但有件事情是肯定的。
God has never failed me.
神在没有一件事情上让我失望。
As I reflect upon the performance of God in my life,
当我在回想神在我生命中的作为的时候，
I can say He's been faithful to me and gracious to me and my family.
我可以告诉你，神对我是充满极大恩典，不仅对我，对家人也一样。
He has blessed us with salvation and with employment.
他把恩典救恩赐给家庭，让我今天还有工作做。
With good health and with children and grandchildren.
有很好的健康，也有
children and grandchildren.
Good health.
Grandfather.
Okay.
Yeah.
他有很好的健康，我也有孩子，我也有孙辈。
Pretty good health, you know. Cut down on the meat, you know.
That's good.
And he's given me an opportunity to serve him here in this church and to serve you.
他特别给我这么个机会，让我今天在这个教会能够侍奉，能够向各位弟兄来侍奉各位弟兄姊妹。
God has been good to me.
神对我真的很好。
Has God been good to you?
神对你好不好呢？
Has He been faithful in blessing your life?
他有没有来赐福给你？
Will He be faithful to bless you in the future?
他将来会继续的来赐福照顾你。
You bet he will.
请你相信他会的。
Secondly, respecting the presence of God.
第二点，我们敬畏神的同在。
First of all, we need to focus on the Lord.
首先，我们要把注意力集中在神的身上。
Early in the morning, Joshua and all the Israelites set out from Shittim and went to the Jordan, where they encamped before crossing over.
在那个早上，以色列人在示停的地方准备要出发。
Joshua 3, chapter 3, verse 2 says, After these days, the officers went throughout the camp.
在第三章的第二节圣经上这样说。
Giving orders to the people, when they saw the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, your God, and the priests who are Levites carrying it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it.
过了三天，长官走遍营中，吩咐百姓说：“你们看见耶和华你们神的约柜，又见祭司利未人抬着，就要离开你所住的地方，跟着约柜走。”
As chapter 3 of Joshua opens, dawn is breaking over the Israelites' camp, and they were 6 miles east of the Jordan River at Shittim.
在约书亚书第三章一开始的时候，这个记载到约书亚清早起来。吩咐以色列人在离开示亭，示亭当时是距离约旦河大约6里路。
And this begins one of the Bible's most dramatic episodes.
这里开始了一个圣经上所要记录一个最奇异的事情发生。
There will be a spectacular display of divine power where God is going to hold back the waters of the Jordan River.
因为在马上神就要彰显他神的大能，给以色列人看一个壮观景象，就是约旦河的河水要分开。
And this is very similar to the crossing at the Red Sea.
这跟当年他们过约旦河的情况是很类似的。
The invasion of Canaan did not look like a large military campaign, but more like a religious procession.
在进入迦南地，似乎看起来不像是个军事的行动，而是一个宗教仪式的进行。
They must ritually prepare themselves because amazing things were about to happen on account of God's presence.
因为他们要在各种方面在要好准备他自己，因为一个奇妙的事情将会在神的同在之下发生。
The Ark of the Covenant going before the people was a great encouragement to them.
约柜被抬着走在人民的之间，对他们信仰是一个何等的一个鼓励。
It meant their God was going before them, and He was going to prepare the way.
告诉以色列人说，神在带领他们，为他们开路。
God had promised Moses in Exodus 33:14, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest."
就像耶和华当年对以色列人说的，记录在出埃及记33-14节。耶和华说，我必亲自和你同去，使你得安息。
The rectangular Ark of the Covenant was not very large.
这约柜是一个长方形的一个东西，并不是很大。
It was about 4 feet by 2 feet in size.
大概是4尺乘2尺那么大。
A thick golden plate called the mercy seat, was used as a lid for the chest.
在这个约柜的上面有一个用黄金做的一个盖子，叫做施恩宝座。
Two golden cherubim with outstretched wings would overlook this golden lid.
有两个黄金做的基路伯放在这个盖子的上面。
They represented the majesty of God.
他们代表神的威严。
And they watched over the law and the salvation of the people.
他们基路伯脸向下看顾着神的律法跟救恩。
And a trio of the most precious Hebrew artifacts indwelt the ark.
在这约柜里面有三样希伯来人最宝贵的东西在里面。
There was a golden jar of unspoiled manna that represented God's provision.
一个黄金做的一个罐子，里面放着一个没有腐烂的玛拉。
And there was Aaron's walking stick that budded, and this represented God's power.
另外有一根亚伦的杖，这个杖曾经在神的作用下发过芽，代表神的大能。
And the precious stone tablets that had felt the actual engraving finger of God, it showed the precepts or the law of God.
另外就是呢，石板是神亲自用的手指在石上写下来的诫命。
All these artifacts, as well as the ark itself, represented the very presence of God.
这三样东西跟约柜所代表什么？代表神的同在。
So secondly, we're going to follow the Lord.
第二点，我们要做的事情就要跟从。
Then when you know which way to go, since you have never, then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before. But keep a distance of about 1,000 yards between you and the ark.
约书亚记第三章第四节，圣经上这样记载着说：只是你们和约柜相离要2000肘，不可与约柜相近，使你们知道所当走的路，因为这条路你们向来没有走过。
Israel was to follow the ark, but stay about 1/2 mile behind it.
大概是以色列人跟约柜后面大概有半里路的距离，跟着约柜走。
This enabled Israel to know the proper route to Canaan.
让以色列人知道去迦南地的正确路要怎么走。
It was one thing for the God of Israel to lead, and it was another for the people of Israel to follow.
神要带领他们是一件事情，但是以色列人要跟从是另外一回事情。
Thus, this command set a precedent for future encounters.
这样的规定开创先例，给以后以色列人都要照着做。
Israel was to follow the Lord and fully depend upon His presence.
以色列人一定要跟随着主，因为主是他们同在的。
This kind of consistent obedience will set the generations of Israel apart from the prior one, which were buried in the sands of the wilderness.
那个时代的以色列人跟他们之前的以色列人有很大不同。以前的以色列人都埋葬在沙漠里面。
And there are three important principles when you're facing the challenges of the future, the unknown territory.
有三个很重要的原则，当你面对挑战或者面对你未知的将来的时候，有三个原则可以使用。
The first principle is to reflect upon what God has done for you in the past.
第一个，思想一下神过去在你生命当中的作为。
And this will give you the confidence and assurance to trust Him for all that you need.
这样可以让你有足够信心跟确信神会供给你的需要。
And this will give you a firm foundation so that you can learn to trust in Him and have faith in Him.
也是你信靠相信他的一个根基。
The second principle is to respect the presence of God by focusing and following Him.
第二个原则我们可以应用，就是我们要集中注意力来跟随他。
The only way that we can have confidence that we're in God's will is through an intimate relationship with Him, through prayer and through obedience to the Word of God.
只有经过祷告和对神话语的顺服和和神建立一个亲密的关系，才是令我们对神有信赖和知道神在我们心中的旨意。
And the final principle is to expect or to believe in the promises of God.
最后一个就是说，原则是我们要敬畏神，相信神他会。他有各个对我们的应许。
And the third point is here, expecting the promises of God.
第三点要其实说我们要相信神的应许。
Joshua chapter 3 verses 6 through 17.
约书亚记的第三章的第五节。
Now when I was translating this from English into Chinese, I made a little mistake here. I'm going to point this out to you.
我向各位抱歉，我当我在把尝试把我的英文的大纲翻译成中文的时候，有点出入。
So when you look in your bulletin, it'll say instead of consecration, it'll say concentration.
很抱歉，我把这个字节我把它翻译成要集中注意力。
I just wanted to clear that up.
我向各位做个抱歉。
You get that, brother?
Oh, yeah, you
okay,
bet. Thank you.
Okay. Verse 5 says, Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you.
第五节里面讲到，耶稣要吩咐百姓说，你们要自洁，因为明天耶和华必在你们中间行奇事。
As the day approached, Joshua commanded the people to sanctify or to consecrate themselves.
当那天要来临之前，约书亚命令以色列人要圣洁和自洁。
Wouldn't it have been easier to understand if he had said, "Sharpen your swords and check your shields"?
但当时的情况，如果约书亚说要以色列人把他们的剑磨光，把他们盾牌拿手上，是不是比较容易了解一点？
In this particular case, spiritual, not military preparation was needed because God was going to reveal himself and he was going to perform a great and awesome miracle.
在当时的情况，一个属灵预备是比一个军事装备来的更重要，因为神要在当中行奇事。
The God was, of Israel was once again going to prove that he can do the impossible.
神要在以色列面前告诉他们，我可以行不可能的事情。
Have you ever seen God work a miracle in your life?
在你生命当中，你有没有看到神行奇迹、神迹？
During the course of my life, I've seen God perform the seemingly impossible task of changing people's hearts so they might come to know them as Savior and Lord.
在我们生命当中，我看到神怎么样行奇人大事，让不信的人相信他。
So often God works through the most tragic of circumstances to bring people to himself.
很多时候神用一些不幸的事件把人带来归向他。
My Aunt Lula, who lived in Kentucky, was at stage 4 of cancer.
我的阿姨叫 Lula, 她住在肯塔基州，当时她有第四期的癌症，末期癌症。
Many times Debbie and I shared our faith with her so she might come to know the Lord.
Debbie 跟我好几次让他分享福音，让他归向主。
Yet God used this particular disease to stir up her faith and bring her to Christ.
但都没有成功，一直到那个时候，神用他的病来催逼他心里对神的信仰。
And through this, the Lord also saved her husband, my uncle. He saved her son and her daughter-in-law.
在这过程当中，不仅他本人得救，他的先生、他的儿子、媳妇都信了主。
Do you want to see God work miracles in your life?
你要不要在你的生命当中看到神怎么样行神迹大能？
As we approach Him, we're to approach Him with a pure heart.
我们当我们接近神的时候，我们要有一个清洁的心去接近他。
We must have a pure and holy life that's set apart for His honor and for His glory.
为了他缘故，为了他的荣耀跟他的威严的缘故，我们要把自己跟要有一个圣洁清洁的心。
Then and only then can we expect him to do the impossible.
这样子我们才能够期待看到一些不可能的事情在我们生命当中发生。
I believe God wants to do amazing things here in our midst at this church.
我相信神要在这个教会当中行不可能的事情。
Do you believe that?
你相不相信?
Do you believe he wants to save people in this church?
你相不相信神要拯救这女人。
Do you believe he wants to use us as his people to make a difference in this community for Christ?
你相不相信神要用我们在这个社区里面做一些 不可能的事情。
I believe that I would not be here.
如果不是的话，我不相信我们会在这边。
God wants to do amazing things in your life.
神要在你的生命当中行奇事。
And God wants to do amazing things right in our midst today.
今天神就要在我们当中行奇事。
But we have to set aside our hearts and consecrate our lives to Him.
首先，我们自己生命要自洁，要圣洁。
Secondly, the commands.
第二点就是神的命令诫命。
Joshua said to the priest, take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass on ahead of the people. So they took it up and went ahead of them.
第六节里面，耶稣亚又吩咐祭司说，你们抬起约柜，在百姓前头过去。于是他们抬起约柜，在百姓前头走。
And the Lord said to Joshua, today I will begin to exalt you in the eyes of all Israel, so they may know that I am with you as I was with Moses.
第七节圣经跟着说，耶和华对约书亚说，从今日起我必使你在以色列众人眼前尊大，使他们知道我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。
Tell the priest who carry the Ark of the Covenant, when you reach the edge of the Jordan waters, go and stand in the river.
你要吩咐抬约柜的祭司说，你们到了约旦河的水边上，就要在约旦河水里站住。
Joshua said to the Israelites, come here and listen to the words of the Lord your God.
约书亚对以色列人说，你们近前来听耶和华你们神的话。
And this is how you know that the living God is among you, and he will certainly drive out before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Girgashites, that's a tough language there, and the Amorites and the Jebusites.
约书亚说，看哪，普天下主的约柜必在你们前头过去，在约旦河里，因此你们就知道在你们中间有永生神，并且他必在你们面前赶出迦南人、赫人、希未人、比利洗人、葛加撒人、亚摩里人、耶布斯人。
Chinese is difficult too. See the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth and go into the Jordan ahead of you.
所以耶和华必在你们前面带你们过约旦河。
Now choose 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one from each tribe.
十二节里面说到，你们现在要从以色列支派中拣选十二个人，每支派一人。
As soon as the priest who carried the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, set foot in the Jordan, the waters flowing downstream will be cut off and stand up in a heap.
等到抬普天下主耶和华的约柜的祭司把脚站在约旦河水里，约旦河的水就会从上往下流的水必然断绝，立起成垒。
You see, the key to success of the people of Israel was obedience.
这里一个主要的一个原因，以色列所成功，是因为他们服从主。
God gave specific instructions to the priest and to Joshua and to the people.
神给祭司、给约书亚、跟以色列人一些特别的指示，要他们做。
As each was obedient to God's instructions, then God would fulfill His promises.
当他们服从、遵从神的指示之后，神就必应允他们。
When the priest obeyed by stepping into the Jordan River, the waters flowing downstream would be cut off and stand up in a heap.
当祭司遵从神的指示，把他脚放在约旦河水里面的时候，约旦河水从中间断开。
When Joshua obeyed the Lord by speaking to the people, he was exalted before the people.
当约书亚遵从神的话，把神的话语告诉以色列人的时候，在以色列民当中，他受到尊敬。
Joshua became like Moses, God's spokesman to the people of Israel.
约书亚就跟摩西一样，变成神向以色列人的发言人。
And when the people obeyed the Lord, they would have safe passage across the Jordan River.
以色列人服从、遵从神的诫命，他们就过了约旦河。
God could perform these amazing tasks because He was more than just the God of Israel. He was the living God. He was Lord of all the earth.
Amen. 神做这样的神迹，不只因为他是以色列的神，他是全世界、全宇宙的神。
General H. Norman Schwarzkopf, the commander of the 1st Iraq Army, tells of his experience at West Point.
第一次沙漠战争之后，中东的最高军事领导Norman Schwarz 将军告诉了一次他在西点军校的一些经验。
When I began as a plebe, which is the lowest rank at West Point, duty, honor, and country was just a motto that I heard.
当我是在一个军校当学生的时候，我的军阶层最低，学校告诉我们一个座右铭，就是责任、荣誉、国家。
By the time I left, these values became my fixed stars.
当我毕业从西点毕业的时候，这些三个东西变成我的一个做军人的一个目标。
It was a tremendous liberation.
的确对这样，也是很大的一个解脱。
The Army, with all of its emphasis on rank and medals and efficiency reports, is the easiest institution in the world to be consumed with ambition.
因为陆军是最容易让人沉迷在一个雄心勃勃的机构，因为陆军他们所注重就是得到军阶、勋章，还有效率的回应上司的要求。很多军官花很多时间在忧虑怎么能够升官。
Some officers spent all their time getting favor and worrying about their next promotion. That's a miserable way to live.
他们这样子做，正是一个非常不幸的、很痛苦的一种生活方式。
But West Point saved me from that by instilling in me the ideal of service, which is service above self.
但是西点军校灌输给我的这个观念，军的职责不在乎自己，而是为国家执行，托付我的任务。
To do my duty for my country, even if it meant no gain at all for me.
即使牺牲也在所不惜。
It gave me more than just a military career. It gave me a sense of calling.
给我了，让我知道做个军人不是只是一个职业的概念，而是做一个军人是一种呼召。
What is your calling today?
今天神对你的呼召是什么？
A clear calling that we have from God is to obey the Lord in every area of our lives.
一个非常清楚的呼召就是我们在各个的层面上我们要服从我们的神。
The Lord will bless obedience in our lives.
神会因我们顺从来祝福我们。
Jesus himself said, if you love me, you will what? Obey my commands.
耶稣说过，如果你爱我的话，你一定会遵从我的诫命。
Our obedience to God directly reflects our love for Him and the recognition of Him as being the Lord of our lives.
我们对神的服从反映出我们对他的爱，跟我们知道他是我们的主。
I don't really believe a Christian could say that they really love God and if they were living a life where they were deliberately disobedient to Him.
我不会相信基督徒，他说他信主，但是在生活中是故意的来违背主。
The scripture says that we are to fear God.
经文说我们要畏惧我们的主。
The word fear in the Old Testament means to have a high respect or to hold someone in awe.
在旧约里面畏惧这两个字还有两个意义，一个是我们尊敬了主，第二是我们敬畏主。
Biblical fear also includes the elements of fear or alarm at the very thought of God himself.
也在圣经里面的畏惧也包括了说，当我们一旦想到神的时候，我们心里面就会要很战惊，要很警惕。
Our God is truly an awesome God.
我们的神是一个值得我们敬畏的神。
In summary, what it means to fear God is to take Him very, very seriously and to live accordingly.
总而言之，我们要敬畏我们的主，我们要对他非常的尊敬，而且要。生活 来符合他的对我们的要求。
And finally, we're at the crossing.
最后过河。
A very short message this week.
今天的经文正道不会太长。
Last week I went a little too long.
上礼拜我可能讲的长了一点。
My wife said, "Don't do that again."
我太太告诉我不要再做这种事情。
I said, "Yes, honey."
我说是的，太太。
Verse 14 says, "So when the people broke camp to cross the Jordan, the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them."
第十四节里面讲到，百姓离开帐篷要过约旦河的时候，抬约柜的祭司仍在百姓的前头。
Now the Jordan is at flood stage all during the harvest. Yet as soon as the priests who carried the Ark reached the Jordan and their feet touched the water's edge.
第十五节这边说到，他们到了约旦河，脚一入水。原来约旦河水在收割的时候涨过两岸。
The water from upstream stopped flowing. It piled up in a heap at a great distance away at a town called Adam in the vicinity of Zarethan, while the water flowing down to the Sea of Arabah, the Salt Sea, was completely cut off. So the people crossed over the opposite of Jericho.
第16节, 经文上这样记载着说, 那从上往下流的水便在极远之地, 撒拉旦旁的亚当城那边那里停住, 立起城垒。 那往亚拉巴的海就是沿海下流水全然断绝，于是百姓在耶利哥的对面过去了。The
priest who carried the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan, while all Israel passed until the whole nation had completely crossed on dry ground.
第十七节经文记载的说，抬耶和华的约柜的祭司在约旦河中的干地上站立。 以色列众人都从干地上走过去，直到国民尽都过了约旦河。I
will be with you is the watchword of Joshua.
我与你同在是约书亚书这个里面一个最重要的一个词。This
new generation of Israelites were about to see God perform an awesome miracle.
但那个时代的以色列人就要看到神一个伟大的作为。
This miracle was in response to their faith. God had challenged them to step out and get your feet wet.
神像挑战说,
each step the priest took opened the water before them until they were standing in the middle of the river on dry ground.
每走一步,水就分开,直到他走到河当中,水全部分开,变成干地。
Imagine, as a priest stood there with the Ark of the Covenant in their hands, they saw a million and maybe more pass by.
想想看,祭司抬着约柜站在河的当中,让所有以色列人可能超过100万,这样子平安地走过干的约旦河。
And when all the nation had passed, then the waters returned to overflowing their banks.
当以色列全部人过河之后, 神让河水重新流过,把约旦河再重新盖起来。
The priest and the people were challenged and confronted with the idea that they're to believe God who can do the impossible.
以色列人祭司就是再看看他们对神有没有这个信心, 让神做不可能的事情。
The impossible only took place when the people were willing to step out by faith and get their feet wet.
这不可能是之所以会发生，因为他们有信心跨出他们的，把他们脚放在河水里面。
You and I cannot really be people of faith until we are willing to step out and get our feet wet.
如果除非我们也愿意这样子做的话，我们才是会有信心的人。
In your life this morning, the Jordan River stands before you.
在你的生命当中，你面对你的约旦河。
This is uncharted territory, so we might have a sense of fear about it.
这是一个我们从来没有面对的局面，我们心里面会害怕。
Today we've learned how we can trust God in the uncharted territories of our lives.
今天我们要学习怎么样在我们面对我们生命未知的领域的时候，我们怎么样来相信我们的神。
God's provided everything we've needed in the past, and we need to trust Him in the here and now.
曾过去这样子对待我们，供应我们，今天我们要相信他。
God wants us to focus on His presence and to follow Him.
神要我们知道他与我们同在，要我们跟随他。
Finally, God wants us to step out and get our feet wet.
神要我们跨出我们那一步。
God wants to do amazing things in our church.
神要在我们教会里面行奇迹大能。
This morning, God wants to do amazing things in our church, and He wants to trust us in the uncharted territories that we are going to face in the future.
神要在我们在教会当中，当我们面对一些我们从来没有经历、勘察过的事情的时候，我们对他有没有信心？
Not all of us were here. In fact, very few of us were here when this church was started 20 years ago because the people felt that this church had an opportunity to serve Him in this community.
在座当中，可能并不是很多人来知道过去我们教会20年当中，神怎么样要这个教会在这个社区里面来服侍他。
And everything we do in this church should be done to the glory of God.
我们在教会所做的事情是为了神的荣耀。
That goes from the preaching from the pulpit to the teaching in the Sunday school to the very business meetings that we have.
从讲台的正道，从茶经 我们所做的事情都是为了这个目的。
And we glorify God by loving Him, by loving each other here, and by reaching out with that love into this community.
我们那个荣耀神的做法是让彼此相爱, 然后把这个福音能够传到我们的社区里面。
Maybe today you've come here wondering, what does God want me to do with my life?
可能今天你会在问说, 神啊, 你在我的生命当中要我做什么事情?
Maybe today you need to take that step of faith and step out into the uncharted territory in your life.
在你今天, 在你生命当中, 你也需要用信心跨出你的那一步。
Today, maybe you need to take a step of salvation.
今天可能你对你的跨出一步是你的救, 对救恩。
Maybe today you need to ask Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior and to forgive you of the sin in your life.
你今天可能需要跟耶稣说, 神我愿意接受做我的主, 求你赦免我的罪。
Maybe today you've been thinking about this. You need to take the step of service in your life.
或许你在考虑说, 我今天愿意跨出一步所在教会里面的侍奉。
I've never seen a church with so many gifted people.
我从来没有看过教会当中有那么多有天分的人。
And God wants us to use all of our gifts to serve Him at this church.
神要用我们的天分在这教会当中来服侍他。
And none of us are excluded.
没有个人例外。
I even do a little plumbing on the side here if I have to.
我做一些教会的一些水管的工作, plumbing.
It's time for us to step out as a church. To believe in God and have faith in Him.
今天我们教会一起要站起来，相信神，他在我们当中有行作为。
Are you ready today to get your feet wet for God?
你有没有准备为神走出你的那一步，把你的脚跨在你的约旦河里面？
He's met our needs in the past.
他过去供给我们各方面的需要。
And He wants us to have faith in Him now and in the future.
他要在我们在今天，在未来，对他仍然有信心。
He is the living God and the Lord God of all the earth.
他是一个永活的主。
Let us pray.
我们一起来低头做一个祷告。
God, we can't thank you enough for loving us.
神，我们不知道该怎么样多谢你， 你这样的爱我们。
We are so unworthy of your love.
我们真诚不值得你这样的爱。
To think that the God who can do the impossible is our God.
我们知道我们的神是会行奇迹大能的神。
Give us, God, the gift of faith that we need in order to meet the challenges ahead of us.
神啊, 求你给我们的信心, 让我们能够面对我们面对的挑战。
And God, we'll trust you for the future.
神, 主啊, 我们相信你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名,
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, everybody.